His passions were books and kittens and dancing, clumsy as he was. But he grew ill at the sight of blood, and wept to see even a chicken slaughtered. A dozen master-at-arms came and went at Hornhill, trying to turn Samuel into the knight his father wanted. The boy was cursed and caned, slapped and starved. One man had him sleep in his chainmail to make him more martial. Another dressed him in his mother's clothing, and paraded him through the bailey to shame him into valour. He only grew fatter and more frightened, until Lord Randall's disappointment turned to anger and then to loathing.
One time, Sam confided, his voice dropping from a whisper, two men came to the castle, warlocks from Carth, with white skin and blue lips. They slaughtered a bull oryx and made me bathe in the up blood. It didn't make me brave as they promised. I got sick and wretched. Father had them scourged.
Finally, after three girls and as many years, Lady Tarley gave her lord husband a second son. From that day, Lord Randall ignored Sam, devoting all his time to the younger boy, a fierce, robust child, more to his liking. Samuel had known several years of sweet peace with his music and his books.